Hildegard Nocton, you're the chair of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Communication, Climate and Environment, but you've been looking into social media regulation and child protection and social media ads and that kind of thing. You're out here in the European Parliament. Tell me what the purpose of your visit is here.
So this morning I met with the Commissioner for Digital Society and Economy, Commissioner Gabriel, in relation to the regulation of social media on a pan-European level. We're working on private members' bills in our committee around a digital safety commissioner and also around the transparency around online advertising during elections. So really we need to be working at a European and international level. There's no point in Ireland legislating on our own if it's not going to be workable. The World Wide Web is worldwide, so we need to ensure that we're working with our European counterparts. So I had an excellent meeting this morning with Commissioner Gabriel, who agreed to work with me and our committee into the future. I also outlined how we had a meeting in Westminster, which involved more international countries outside the European Union, like Australia, Canada, Singapore, Brazil, as well as European counterparts in Belgium and France and the UK. Around legislating and dealing with fake news and disinformation. So it's important that we come at this at a global level, and there is, I suppose, a huge now incentive to do that, and there's a lot of, I suppose, media focus on it, and a lot of citizens are really concerned about their own data and how it's being used.
Just in terms of better regulation, as we know, and indeed at an EU level, they've been trying to do this for some time, is to put manners on the likes of Facebook and some of the other big social media giants, which either wittingly or unwittingly can contribute to fake news being distributed. But it is a very difficult thing, isn't it, to impose regulation on social media outlets?
It is. It's a huge endeavour. But as Commissioner Gabrielle outlined, she has a code of practice in place where she is asking those platforms who have signed up to this to report back to her by the end of December, and she's looking for monthly reports back from January on in relation to transparency, how they have advanced in relation to opening up transparency, how they're dealing with fake accounts, how they're removing them, how people are being targeted. She's looking for information in relation to citizens' data. What is the data that platforms hold, and how are they using that data to target citizens? So this will be valuable information moving towards legislation and regulation. But there are a lot of things that we can do where content is clearly illegal. There are grey areas around freedom of speech. Obviously, that will be, you know, we have to make sure that we protect freedom of expression. But there's a lot that we can do in around the transparency of advertising during elections. It's not that we would ban advertising. It was just that people would be aware what country that's coming from, who has paid for this ad, and you would know the origin of it. So it's transparency and accountability around political advertising so that people know where this messaging is coming from. And I think there are lots of areas where we would be coming from a common opinion, right, internationally and from a European perspective. But we need to work together to ensure that this regulation is done on a pan-European level as well as an international level. And I think the fact that Facebook and Google are based in Ireland, we could be the leaders and that bridge between Europe and the rest of the world in relation to ensuring that we have some kind of common definitions around what is harmful communication, what is the definition for disinformation, and to work together to regulate on a global level.